At the beginning of the interview, you obtained the names of each of their former bosses and told them that you or your human resources department would be checking references. You asked if they had any problem with you doing this and had them state their permission for you to do so. This agreement is the basis for a powerful technique you'll now use for getting reference information that has real value. Ask them to sign a statement you've prepared in advance, authorizing their approval for former employers to disclose any information considered relevant about their employment history. This authorization also states that it releases you and the former employer from any liability regarding this information. Once you have this signed statement, tell them,
"To be an effective member of a team, I place a high value on a person's awareness of how they're perceived by others. Whether you agree with those perceptions or not is a separate issue we can also discuss. But I'm interested in seeing how closely you can tell me. What type of reference do you think your former boss will give when I call?"
Emphasizing that you're interested in how closely they can tell you what they think their former boss will say forces them to answer the question from their boss's viewpoint.
"What do you think they'll say about the way you accept direction and feedback? What do you think they'll say about your organizational skills?"
Having applicants give this type of reference information on themselves is the most powerful technique you have for getting information that's honest and has real value. It also gives the applicant the chance to explain their side of any problems they think you'll uncover when you make these calls.